This discussion is about debtor management and debtor key performance indicators. Remember, most trading businesses would have credit sales, so debtor management is relevant to most trading businesses. The first part about debtor management really starts when a customer requests to be a credit customer. Somebody rings up, a representative from a business, and they want to trade with you, and they want to do that on credit terms. So the first part of the process would really be to do a very careful credit check. And this, if done properly, this will reduce problems in the future. Now, the management of the business can do the credit checking themselves. They can request, for example, for references from the customers, the potential customers' creditors. They could get seek information about their financial status. They can just shop around, ring around, get some information about that particular business to try and ensure that that person, that business, does have a good credit history. So the first part about debtor management is going through a rigorous credit checking process to try and eliminate any potential bad debtors in the future or customers that might have a history of a poor credit performance. So once the credit check has been done, let's assume that the results are satisfactory. The customer now becomes one of your potential debtors. At that point in time, of course, you should make it very clear what your credit terms are. What are the business's credit terms? For example, what does 30 days mean? Does it mean 30 days from the date of invoice? Does it mean 30 days from the statement at the end of the month? So there should be some very clear communication between the business and its credit customers, its debtors, so that both parties are very clear about what the actual credit terms are. As soon as the credit sale occurs, the invoice should be issued very promptly. Rapid invoicing. So as soon as the credit sale occurs, the debtor should receive the invoice so that the 30 days can start from that point in time. These days, most small businesses have computerized accounting systems, and it's very easy on a computerized system to monitor the behavior of the debtor. And the computer can indicate whether or not the debtor is paying or hasn't paid within the particular credit terms offered. Let's assume that 30 days has elapsed since you issued the invoice, that is, the debtor is now in breach of your credit terms. What do you do? Initially, you will do things such as telephone or email or fax or write a letter to the debtor. You'd probably send a copy of the invoice and a covering letter to say that, you know, the credit terms have 30 days has now passed. Could you please pay at your earliest convenience? It's important for the business to be as positive as possible in the early stages of this debt collection process. That will increase the chances of recovery over time. And that's why it was important in the early days to try and establish a good business relationship between you, the business person, and the potential debtor. Because if you do know each other, if you've had a face-to-face meeting, then it's going to be much easier to solve problems such as late payments. If the debtor is tardy or delinquent, that is, taking longer than the 30 days, perhaps you could offer some alternative arrangements, such as, say, pay 50% now and the balance later, or even in installments. Perhaps even offer a discount for rapid payment, though that would be a very unusual thing to offer a tardy debtor discount. So what happens if there's still no payment? You've, for 30 days has come and gone, you've telephoned, you've emailed, you've faxed, you've made some communication, yet there is still no payment. It probably means that the relationship is breaking down. That is, there's a breakdown in the relationship between the business and the debtor, and it probably indicates probably that the debtor has liquidity or cash problems. At this point in time, it could be that the business engages a solicitor to write a letter. They could even engage a debt collection agency at a cost, of course, and there's other alternatives. And of course, the business would weigh up the cost of the debt, how much the value of the debt against the cost of litigation, how much would it cost in legal fees to pursue the outstanding debt. it may be worth pursuing the legal action, even though it's very expensive because the value of the overdue amount exceeds the cost of the litigation. Or it could be that you are prepared, the business is prepared to pay a premium, that is, pay more than the value of the debt, so that it is made clear to its customers, both that particular customers and the industry generally, that you, the business, will take this sort of action if a debtor is delinquent. And that sets up a reputation in the industry that you will pursue tardy debtors. Of course, a business should be constantly monitoring its debtors. Today, with computerized accounting systems, it's relatively easy to monitor your debtors very closely. The computer system will generate data concerning not only debtors in total, but also detailed information about every single debtor and their payment history according to the credit terms that you have offered. One of these systems that most businesses use is what's called a debtor's aging analysis. And this is where the computer system generates a list of all the debtors and it categorizes those debtors into the age of the debtor. For example, how many debtors are within the terms, within say 0 to 30 days, how many debtors are within, say, 30 to 60 days, how many debtors are in 60 to 90 days, etc. The greater the amount of days, that is, the older the debtor, then the higher the chance of the debtor becoming a bad debt. So a debtor's aging analysis, which is generated just about by every computer program, produces this information for management, and obviously that they're looking for old debtors or aging debtors, debtors that are exceeding the credit terms. And they're the ones they have to hone in on and communicate with and try to come up with strategies to try and get that debtor to pay quickly and to reduce the likelihood of those particular debtors becoming bad in the future. So the debtor's aging analysis produces information not only about the total amount of debtors owing at any point in time, it breaks up the total debtors into the individual debtors. It categorizes them into their particular ages, with the older debtor being more likely to become a bad debt in the future. As well as this debtor's aging analysis, another KPI, key performance indicator, that's often used by businesses is the debtor's turnover. This is a key performance indicator for debtor management, and it measures the average speed in days that debtors are converted into cash, how quickly debtors on average pay their accounts. And of course, the faster the better. E.g., if the trend was 40 to 35 to 30, that would be a favorable trend, less days on average for debtors to convert into cash. If it was 30, 35, 40, 45, that is an unfavorable trend. The debtors are taking on average more days to settle their accounts. So the debtor's turnover is a key performance indicator. It indicates the skill of management in controlling its debtors. And as we'll see later, it's also a very important indicator of liquidity, and it also has an impact on profitability KPIs. So the debtor's turnover, it's an indicator of management skill in controlling debtors. It's also an indicator of liquidity, and it's also has an impact on profitability KPIs such as the return on assets. When calculating the debtor's turnover, of course, the most important benchmark to compare it against is the credit terms offered by the business. So if the business offered 30-day terms, it should compare the debtor's turnover to the credit terms. So if the debtor's turnover was, say, 41 days and the credit terms were 30 days, then obviously the average debtors are exceeding the credit terms offered by 11 days, and that's unfavorable. So the credit terms offered is one of the benchmarks that the DTO needs to be compared against, as well as, of course, the trend and the budgeted DTO and, the industry average, I suppose, but that's less important. It's really credit terms offered by you, the business person, and the trend. What is the trend? Is it becoming more favorable, or is it becoming unfavorable? Let's assume that the debtors' turnover is unfavourable and management has to implement some strategies to try and bring about an improvement in the debtors' turnover. So let's talk about management strategies to improve debtors' turnover. In general terms, this is going to we will have an improvement in the DTO and the debtors' turnover if we increase the credit sales relative to average debtors, or we decrease average debtors relative to credit sales. We want sales, credit sales, this is, remember, credit sales, not just general sales, credit sales to be increasing at a faster rate than average debtors. And there are some particular strategies that can help. The first strategy is going way back to the beginning, that is to make sure that at the start of this process you have had an effective credit screening policy before you accepted new credit customers. So that's important. The original application to become a debtor, and you go through the appropriate screening procedures to reduce the likelihood of taking on poor performing debtors. Assuming that that's occurred, then there's other ways to try and improve debtors' turnover. It could be that you could reduce your credit terms. So for example, if you offer 60-day terms, reduce that to 50, 40, 30 days, reduce credit terms. However, of course, you'd have to be sensitive to your particular market dynamic. If all of your competitors are offering 60 days and you offer 30, it could be that a lot of your customers would go from you to your competitors. Another strategy would be to offer discount for rapid payment. So if they pay within 7 days, offer a discount. Or if the business already does offer discount, perhaps it's too small, perhaps a slight increase in the discount for rapid payment would encourage debtors to pay more quickly. Rapid invoicing, we talked about this before. Get the invoice into the system straight away so the debtor can act on it. And of course, the debtor should know that your terms are from the invoice date, not the statement date. Or if it is based on the statement, make sure the statement gets there as soon as the end of the month occurs, and you don't wait another half a month because they will wait until the end of that month before they even start to act on the statement. So rapid issuing of the invoice and or the statement to try and encourage quick payment from the debtor. Also, we talked about using that debtor's aging analysis, which is generated by just about every computerized accounting program. And that'll help the business owners target delinquent or tardy debtors to hone in on the debtors that need to have special attention. So you have to monitor them very closely and perhaps send out even more frequent notices to them to try and bring about better performance. It could be that you need to actually meet them more often to try and strengthen the business relationship and that to try and reduce the incidence of tardy debtors. It could be that, for example, you receive a very large order for credit sales. Perhaps you could try and negotiate the customer giving a cash deposit up front. Some cash inflow comes at the start of the credit sale, and perhaps some progress payment just to try and reduce or try and increase some cash flow whilst you're waiting for the full terms to be met. Other strategies include debt factoring. That's a situation where the business employs another business who specializes in collecting debtors. They pay for your debtors at a discount and then they go and collect the debtors. So for example, if you had debtors of $1 million, that might be that they pay you $800,000 up front for your debtors. They go away and they hope to collect obviously much more than $800,000 worth of your debtors. For you, yes, you sell your debtors at a discount, but you do get the cash very quickly. You get it up front, so it may solve your very short-term liquidity problems. Just a reminder, of course, that sometimes, unfortunately, some debtors actually become bad. That is, it comes a stage where the management decides the debtor will not pay. They are a bad debt. And if that's the case, then the bad debt is written off as an expense, and therefore expenses go up and profit goes down. So poor debtor management may lead to an increase in expenses and a decrease in profit, which obviously will have an effect not only on profit but also on the profitability indicators as well. And we also talked about the impact of debtor management on cash flow liquidity. if we do have bad debts, then obviously we have no cash flow associated with that particular debtor. And that would put pressure on the business's cash commitments, because whilst it is waiting for debtors to pay, the business, of course, has its ongoing cash commitments. It still has to pay for its wages. It still has to pay for its own suppliers, its own creditors. It still has drawings. It has these cash commitments which are ongoing whilst waiting to receive the cash inflow from debtors. This may mean that not only may the business run down its cash resources, it may even have to go into overdraft to fulfill those cash commitments whilst waiting for the cash inflow from debtors. So poor debtor management can have a direct impact on the business's liquidity position. It might be the bad debts that equals no cash inflow from those particular debtors, or slow paying debtors where you're still waiting a long time to receive the cash inflow from your debtors. And whilst you're waiting, you still have the ongoing cash commitments which you have to meet, which may necessitate going into an overdraft or increasing your overdraft to fulfill those cash commitments.